Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. The New England Patriots are going to be facing the Indianapolis Colts next weekend in a game that will determine which of them will go to the Super Bowl. This past weekend, the Pats put on a kind of trickery clinic against the Baltimore Ravens. Such a sweet sight it was. Quarterback Tom Brady led the majority of the scoring drives, but the most memorable moment came in the third quarter with the Pats down by 7. Brady threw the ball laterally to wide receiver Julian Edelman. Here's the call.
Edelman in motion. Edelman takes the swing pass. Edelman's going to throw. Deep downfield, wide open. Amendola, touchdown. 51 yards.
51 yards after a touchdown pass by Edelman, the Pats went on to beat the Ravens by 4 points. Joining us now to talk about this game and more, Doug Tribou from NPR's Only a Game. He was there on Saturday. Hello, Doug, and are you tired of talking about the game yet?
I'm telling you, Lisa, I am sick of these ho-hum NFL playoff games. Just another game, you know?
Just another. It's only a game after all.
That was a wild one. Really crazy, and it is hard to stop talking about it because it's so unusual for them to be down twice by 14 points, rally both times. I mean, the last time that a game happened like that, I can't remember. It's in all of the historic moments that the Patriots have had, that one is going to be an all-timer. That's going to stand out as a great moment for the team.
Okay, so a historic win for Tom Brady, for sure. But the Pats defense was demolished by the Ravens pretty much at every turn, especially early on.
That is really true. Justin Forsett, the running back, he had over 120 yards rushing. He looked terrific, and they didn't really solve him. They didn't really find a way to stop him until well into the second half, and it might have been more that he was getting tired. He was running so much early on. And Joe Flacco looked sharp until he had the late-game interception. He had made some great throws and was really carving up the defense there. So the Patriots will definitely have to tighten up. It's not going to be any easier with the Colts this weekend.
Okay, so let's talk about that game, at least the Colts-Broncos game. The Patriots presumably watched it with a bit of trepidation. I guess I'm wondering if you think they might stand a better chance or would have stood a better chance against Peyton Manning and the Broncos or Andrew Luck, the newcomer, and the Colts. The Colts won in a big upset. How do you think they're going to stack up against the Patriots next weekend?
Well, I think it's interesting. There's a parallel here. Last season, the Patriots beat the Broncos in the regular season, and then in the conference championship, the Broncos beat the Patriots. So now you have the same situation here. The Patriots beat the Colts earlier this season, and it'll be interesting to see how the Colts respond to that, you know, several weeks later, coming to Gillette Stadium. It's going to be a difficult matchup, but I think the Patriots have to be feeling good in that they had a good game against Indianapolis earlier this year.
And Andrew Luck of the Colts said last night that the team has improved since they lost to the Patriots a month ago. That was by a score of 42-20. Did you see yourself any evidence of that improvement last night?
He is 100% correct. After they lost to the Patriots, the Colts were 6-4, and then they went on a run. They won only lost one more game the rest of the way. They looked sharp. They looked much more crisp. They beat up on some weak teams, to be fair, but they got hot at the right time. They were headed for an 8-8 season or maybe a struggle there. They weren't looking that great after that Patriots loss, and they turned it around, and that's what teams that succeed in the playoffs do. They get hot at the right time, and they're certainly flying high now after knocking off the Broncos, which no one was really calling. That was, we talked to an Indianapolis Star columnist who said, if they lose to the Broncos, they're already winners. They've had a good run this season. I mean, nobody was really thinking, hey, this is going to be a convincing win by the Colts against Denver.
By the way, the Patriots didn't eat up the clock at the end of the game on Saturday, and that led to one final touchdown pass attempt for the Ravens. Do you think the Patriots have learned a lesson about time management?
I certainly am sure that they discussed that in meetings either today or over the weekend. That was really strange for Belichick to kind of allow things to get back into the hands of the Ravens and give them a shot like that at the end. Very unusual and very uncharacteristic, and it's certainly a mistake. They definitely need to be careful about that. You know, we've certainly seen Hail Mary passes that have gone into the end zone and changed outcomes of games here in Boston, including Doug Flutie's many years ago in college. Those plays are very dangerous, and they got lucky. The luck was on their side. He will not be on their side come this weekend.
The Patriots have lost the AFC title game 2 years in a row. That sad truth has, one would think, got to be on the minds of everybody suiting up next week. Or do you think, Doug, that the big boys will compartmentalize very well?
You know, it's funny. They get asked about that sort of thing a lot, and they're very quick to say, oh, games in the past don't matter, or this opponent has had a lot of changes. They've changed players a lot, so it doesn't really matter to us. But I do think that there's an element there. It's human nature, right, to think about the fact that, hey, we've been this close twice, and we really got to get over the top. And maybe it's not even the nerves. It might just be putting extra pressure on yourself. The Patriots looked a little bit tight at the beginning of the last game, so maybe they've worked that out of their system. But I do think there's a tendency, as I say, human nature, to be nervous or to apply a little bit more and try to do a little bit extra. And that's when mistakes start to happen. They're going to have to try to avoid bad throws and making, you know, mental errors, that sort of thing on Sunday. And nerves will only contribute to that.
Doug Trabue for NPR's Only a Game. Thank you very much, Doug.
Thanks, Lisa.
And the Patriots face the Colts Sunday night in Foxborough.